I gotta get a little of this in here too.
If I could reach the stars.
Oh my gosh.
So get the headphones on. He's waiting. Oh. He's Twitter pated right now.
Yeah, you don't leave it wait.
Shh, quiet. It's Lady Y singing.
So you could see the truth.
Oh my gosh, what a song. No.
Have this love inside.
What a voice.
What a presence.
What a fox. What a heart for God.
What a gorgeous lady.
Oh, keep talking. Keep talking.
A lady that believes she can change the world and has. And you know what's cool and humble about her? She started with herself. She gets it completely.
Well, no, but completely. I'm getting
well, no, more. No, we're never completely there, but I mean.
Yeah,
you know.
It's a process, not perfection.
Exactly. Mm. In fact, here's what I heard. We should battle through our moods and emotion to absolute devotion.
Ooh.
To our Lord.
Hey, Winona, are you
open? Wait a minute. Let that wash over her for a minute.
Yeah, he took the sip of coffee.
No, I was letting him get it. But
What do you think? Yeah. We should battle through our moods and emotion to absolute devotion.
Ugh, roller coaster ride of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you an emotion bottler, or do you let it all out when the mood strikes you?
What do you think?
Well, I think I know. That's why I want to know, because we're trying to explain this to
I am an exploder, and what I mean by that is some people implode. I explode. I go out on stage, and I spread my toes. And I squeeze my butt and sing from my toenails.
Also, there's buttock squeezing going on.
I'm just going to be real. Okay, here's the deal. Women are modest with their bodies, but not their minds. And men are modest with their minds and not their bodies.
Mm.
Huh.
So there.
Wake up! Here's the Bob Kane and the Waking Crew. 94.1 KMPN.
Now, here's something probably nobody's ever taken the time to do, so we're going to do it. We're going to play Name That Tune with you, if we can, President Carter. Here it is down the line. We'll give you a couple seconds to identify the tune. All set?
I'll try. I don't hear anything.
Don't you? All right, here. We'll relieve the pain. Listen.
Georgia.
I recognize that one.
Okay.
I've sung that song in the Nobel ceremonies with Willie Nelson's orchestra.
Wow. Oh, seriously?
What a high.
In fact, I've been on the stage with Willie Nelson 5 or 6 times, and he always brings me up to the stage to sing with him the last song. And he always turns the microphone very carefully away from my mouth. Here it is. I have a terrible voice. So he's one of my favorites.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home.
Carrie, can you imagine our... I don't know. Growing up in Oklahoma thinking someday I'll be singing with Randy Travis. I'll have a duet and we'll have a number one big hit.
No. No, sir. I don't know. He's such a great person. I was so nervous the first time I met him. And then he was nice enough to let me sing his song. And then nice enough to come sing it with me. And throughout the whole thing, like, I feel like I'm so blessed and so lucky because I can call him a friend now because I've gotten to know him pretty well.
That's
so
cool.
That is awesome. I mean, somebody I've pretty much, since I can remember, like, he's been on the radio for me. So, yeah.
We heard the other day, Carrie, we're talking to Carrie Underwood, that the healthiest of emotions is...
Gratitude,
yeah. That's the healthiest, and it's the parent of all other emotions. Hmm. And so to hear you, you know, just say you're thankful for Randy Travis is kind of right there in the ballpark with a topic we've had going the last couple of days. Would you add anything? What would you add if you had to do your top five things you're most grateful for?
I am grateful for wonderful family and friends. I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that I decided to take a trip to St. Louis to try out for a television show. I had virtually no chance of even being on, let alone winning. And I'm so grateful that people voted for me and gave me this job. And I am so grateful that things have gone well since and in my life and in my career. Things have just gone so well.
In the city of Seattle, 94 Country, USA. Yep. Well, Ichabod Cain and the Waking Crew is the way to start your day. You better be bright and bushy when you hear that whistle call. Ichabod.